We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gimel and Beis, the two dots, like 5-6 lines in the bottom. It said in the Mishnah that Nafal Asoich Shar V'Kelov V'Neshtabru, if a Shar fell into the bar and it broke its Kelim, or a Chamar fell in and it tore his clothing, the Lacha is the Potter, the Bala Bar, is Potter for Kelim, for clothing or utensils. So Dr. Gemar, Masisim Loik Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tayyim Linton of Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on Niske Kelim Abar. Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev on damages of Kelim in a bar. My time with the Rabbanon. So our mission is like the Rabbanon. And not like Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayev on Kelim. Our mission is Yipata from Kelim. What's the Biyam Machlekes? What's the Pshan Rabbanon? What's the Pshan Rabbi Yehuda? My time with the Rabbanon. The Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'nofal Shoma Shor Achamar. In the Pasuk it says that if someone builds digs a bar or opens a bar, V'chiyiftach ishbar, someone opens the bar, k'yichur ishbar, v'lo yichasenu, v'nofal shama shara chamar. Like Rashi said, should have said, v'nofal shama. Something fell. So why did he pick out shara v'chamar? To teach us that, to amit, shara v'lo yodom, chamar v'lo yikelim, that says dafka shara, not a person, and a chamar, not kelim. That's the pasuk teaching us, telling us exactly what fell into the bar. Rabbi Yehuda, oi l'rab v'sakelim. He says that oi is mar v'kelim. It says shara oi. It's Shar Oy Chamar. The Oy is Mar Bekelim. What Rabbanon do with the Oy? Rabbanon Oy Meboyer Lelechalik. At Tapan and Dalma Alpha. Rabbanon Oy Meboyer Lelechalik. You need Oy to be Mechalik between the two. You shouldn't say that the only time you chayiv is two Shar and Chamar falling together. Kamashma and Oy, that either one falls, you chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, Lechalik, Menafal Davka. You learn out Lechalik from Venafal Shoma. That's you learn out. Lechalik, because it's mashma yachid, one of them. Rabbanon, menofa tuva mashma, menofa can mean a lot. Like Rashi says, va'osa v'tzal va'oliyav, which, you know, it's two people, it says va'osa. He brings other psukim. Sometimes menofa can mean a lot. So that wouldn't be a raya. So how do you know it doesn't have, the shara and chamar together don't have to fall? That's why it says, oh, break the Gemara. So what are we saying? We're saying it says, menofa shama shara chamar. It says shara chamar. So a dashing sharply odom chamar v'lo kelim. So more as kash like this. Same v'nafal klal. Maybe v'nafal is a klal general rule. Shar v'chamar prat and shar v'chamar specific. And klal prat em chal masha prat. And why don't you say that maybe that here aim v'klal el masha prat, which means only a shar v'chamar in midachrein loy. Why don't you say that since it specifies shar v'chamar, maybe the only thing you chayi for in the bar is only shar v'chamar, nothing else. Amri. Balabar Yishalim, it says afterwards, Balabar Yishalim, that's Choyzer V'Klal, Choyzer Choyzer V'Klal. So it's a Klal Prat Klal, because you have a Klal beginning with Nafal, anything that falls is Chayiv. Then it says Shar V'Chamar, which is specific. Then it ends with Balabar Yishalim, which is Klal Klal, which is a rule, which is general rule. And look, it is Klal Prat Klal, Yatalan Kel Prat, Yidarshan, everything that's similar to the Prat. Ma Prat Mefurish Bali Chayiv, Avkol Bali Chayiv. Just like the Prat, Shava Chamara, Bali Chaim. When Marba, all Bali Chaim, Yechayim, for all Bali Chaim in the bar. Break the Gemara, if you have a Klal, Prat the Klal. Yima, Prat Mefurish, Dovah, Shinav Lossam, Atam Magamasa. Av Kol Dovah, Shinav Lossam, Atam Magamasa. Maybe, why don't you say, it has to be Mavish Doime exactly to the Prat. The Prat of here is Shava Chamar, and it said these Pratim, so it has to be Doime to it. So not only does it have to be Bali Chaim, but also has to be a type of animal or a type of bali chayim that the nevela is tamei v'magamasa. Aval oifis, let's read one time with time. Imah prat mefurish dovish and v'losim tam magamasa. I've called dovish and v'losim tam magamasa. Aval oifis, birds, loy. The loch is that birds, the nevela of a bird, is not metame v'magamasa. So maybe it's coming to exclude birds then. If you're saying that the limit is klal uprat klal, so if an oif falls into the bar, maybe it shouldn't be chayiv, because by oif, it doesn't have that characteristics that other bali chayim have. So tomorrow, im kain, nichtoiv rachmono chad prato. If that was the case, that it was the klal prat, the klal had to be, that had to be doima like that, it should have only said one prat. So tomorrow right now is saying this. It should have just said shar. It should have said a klal. V'nofal, shama shar, obalabar yishalim, so then it's a klal prat, the klal, and ain't done like a prat. Why is it extra prat? The extra prat, which is the chamor, is coming to be marba, that it's, even if it's doime, in just as a balachai, that's enough. And the Gemara really could have asked that if the fetus draws of klal prat klal, how do you know to mayit adam? Lachar adam will be chayv at this point. And Chanami, let the Gemara develop the drasha. So Mar's Akasha, he says, no, I don't have an extra prat to be marba oifes wine, because in Cain, Mar says, imkain nechvei v'chad prat, Mar says, no, hey nechta, which one should you write? You only need one prat, which one should you write? Ikos of shar, have a mina, if you just said shar, you would say, krav v'gavis be'echin, shen krav v'gavis be'ech lo. You would think it's only a kosher animal that you could bring on the mizbeach, will you be chayiv and bar? You wouldn't know anything else. So it has to say chamar for that. Because of Rachmana chamar, havina kodesh b'chayra in, sheni kodesh b'chayra loy. Chamar has a characteristic that all kosher animals have, that there's a b'char. But what about a camel or a horse that fell into the bar? You would be potter because it's not doimem to these pratim. And you need both, that's what you need shar, to tell you that you mar b'susim v'chamarim, but still shver, how do you know oifos? So it's back shver, if the limud is a klal uprat a klal. And even though it says two protois, we need both of them to marba all type of animals, but how do you know to marba oifois lechayra? It's oifois are different, birds are different, it's not matama, the nevel is not matama, magam masa, elo amakra, vamesi eloi, the pasuk says by bar, vamesi eloi, kol dova misa, bein lerabbanon, so vamesi eloi, kol dova misa, which means it's not a klal prat a klal. It's a new limud. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says, "Loi tema chaza v'klal midrashiv v'klal prata klal ema omakra v'meisi loi." It's not a klal prata klal. The pasuk v'meisi loi is telling you any mace that falls in is chayiv. You chayiv anything that dies in the bar. You chayiv for. So Mar's kash like this. We remember that the rabbanon say that your kalim are potter in a bar, and Rahu says chayiv. Rahu uses oi to marba that. So Mar's kasha like this: Bela Rabban the Kamayit Luhul Kalim, Sai Rabban who is Mamayit Kalim, Bela Huda the Kamarbul Kalim, or Huda holds that there's a Reba of Kalim, Kalim named Misinu. The kasha like this: if it says it has to be Vamesi Eloi, that means the bar is only Chayiv for killing something or someone. So what's the Havamina that Kalim should be Chayiv? Fira Rabban, they need a Miyat, the Kalim don't die. And Fira Huda, Haki even Marba Oi to Kalim, it doesn't fit into the Pasuk, the Kalim don't die. So Gemara answer is no. Amri shirasam zui misasam. When a keli breaks, that is the misa. Read it in Psalm one more time. Bein lebar the kamayit lo kamber who the kamar v'lo kelim kelim the misa nu. After the Gemara, Amri shirasam zui misasam. And Rashi explains that the shvira that is the misa. So according to Rabbanon, it would be part of a meisi lois. You need a miyit to say no. You're part of a kelim, and that's the miyit of kamar v'lo kelim. And for Rabbi Huda, he uses oil of Rabbi's kelim, that even though they're not regular misa, because it's not mamish dead, but still, it's part of it. And it fits to the pasuk, because Vamesi Eloi, Zokta Gemara, Fekta Markasha, what do you mean? Rav, Domar, Bar, Shechai, Velov, Tar, Lahav, Vechabot, Rav holds that the Chiv of Bar is always for the Hevel, for the ear, the bad ear in the Bar, the bad oxygen in the Bar, not the Chabotah. So Kalim need ear? Bailam Rabbanu Bailam Huda, Kalim ne Havlanu? Is it possible for Kalim to get damaged from Hevel? And for the Gemara Amri Bechalati, the Mifkim Havlo, which is a Chiddush, there's only a certain type of Kalim like this, but he's saying like brand new Kalim that would get damage from the Hevel, and that type of Kalim would be the ones that you chayev on. I'm afraid the Gemara, I don't like this drasha. Haiva Mesi Eloi, how do you use it to be Marba? All type of Mises, Mebaile Kedrava, Dama Rava. Sharp psulei hamikdashim shenafel labar. We learned this yesterday that Rava says that a sharp psulei hamikdashim, which means a behemoth kachim, they got a mum and you redeemed it. The halacha is even though it's yours and it's called shara eyu, but still it has certain dinim. You can't feed it to klavim. So Rava says that if that shar falls into a bar, sharp psulei hamikdashim shenafel labar, a potter, you're potter. Shenamak, it says by bar, vamesi eloi, mishamesh eloi, yotzezeh, sheinamesh eloi. This sharp psulei hamikdashim is not yours. The mace can't be yours. You can't give it to dogs. Therefore, it's excluded from the parasha of bar. If it's excluded from the parasha of bar, we know that from Vamesi Eloi. So how do you use that to marba all mises? Again, we said that really the pasuk is sharva chamar. Should only be sharva chamar should chayav in a bar. How do you know you chayav everything? Vamesi Eloi. But we now we're saying Vamesi Eloi is used for something else. You can't use it for this. Ela makra, a different pasuk. Kesef yoshev lebalav. The pasuk says, Bala bar yishalim kesef yoshev lebalav vamesi eloi. And the pasuk kesef yoshev lebalav mashma le rabbis called istei bailim. Anything that has a bailim is anything that has a bialim, we learn from this pasuk, yachayiv in the bar. Yachayiv full of kalim va'adam nami. Okay, everything has a bialim, so kalim va'adam also. Adam also called a bialim, he owns himself, so they're supposed to be chayiv. So Gemara says, Amakra, shar v'le adam, chamar v'le kalim, Mr. Rabbanan's Rasha, shar v'le adam, why does it specify shar and chamar? Shar v'le adam, chamar v'le kalim. Rabbi Huda, the Kamar Balu Kalim from the Oi, so good, Shar Vali Adam, Mishlam, Shar, Mayat Be Adam. El Chamar, Mayat, Mayat Be. What do you use Chamar for? El Amar Rava, Chamar de Bar, Rabbi Huda, Vesed Avedel de Vriakos, Kasha. Rava says, the Chamar of the Bar, the Fi Rabbi Huda, that word Chamar, and Se of Aveda, Ode Vriakos, the everyone, the Se that says by the parish of the Chol Aveda, Sechicha, the Pasuk says there, all different specifics, and we don't know what we're dashing for. The word said, we don't know what we're dashing for. That is shver, kasha. So coming out, lefila rabbanon, shar v'le adam, chamar v'le kelim, oy is l'chalik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, shar v'le adam, oy is mar v'kelim, we don't want to do chamar. But it was bothering me that why do you need oy l'rabbi's kelim according to Rabbi Yehuda? L'chayra, what do you need oy for? It says, Kesi Yashal Bav, called Istay Bailim Michayev. Bishlam, the Rabbani, you have to mayit them because there's a Bailim. Why do you need Rabbi Yehuda? Oy, Temarba. L'chayra, it's included in Kesi Yashal Bav. Bothered me very much, Kasha. So, Maisa Nama Shah on Toys the Vans Lahava Mina asks this Kasha, and he says, the Oy is telling you you shouldn't learn out Shar Shar from Shabbos, that we know by Shabbos there's no Issa for your Kalim to work for you if you serve around the army. Don't do Shvisa's Kalim. Your Behemoth is not allowed to work on Shabbos, but your Kalim are allowed to work on Shabbos. You would think you learn out Shar Shar from Shabbos that Kalim are not chayiv. That's why you need oy. That's the Masha answers the answer this kasha. Others say to answer that you would have darshan chamar v'lay kalim. The oy is telling you not to darshan chamar v'lay kalim. But the chamar is still extra according to who they're still shver. But oy is telling you that mar b'kalim and don't say chamar v'lay kalim. So bottom line is we have machlekes Yehuda in their bottom here about kalim. And the Shaila is how to make the drashas, and we're saying, Fir Yehuda, Oy is a rabbi, we know from Kasi Yoshua Balov, he said two pshat and the Marashah's pshat, and another pshat to answer why you need Oy.